You are a unique creation of God. A compilation.
Understanding that God has intricately designed each of us with care and purpose should lead us to a deeper sense of gratitude and worship. This awareness helps us appreciate the love and attention God has invested in our creation, motivating us to live in a way that honors Him. It also reinforces our self-worth, reminding us that we are valuable and intentional creations of God. And it gives us purpose, knowing that the God who created us did not do so without intention and purpose. When we live according to God's ways with the plans He has for us, life goes best. Understanding that we are all fearfully and wonderfully made motivates us to treat every person with kindness and respect, knowing that they too are fearfully and wonderfully made by God. This perspective encourages us to value the uniqueness of others, embracing their differences and showing love, seeing them the way God sees them. It also prompts us to be sources of encouragement, emphasizing the worth of those around us and supporting them in recognizing the beauty of how God created them. Whether through words or actions, we can reflect God's love and purposes by honoring the divine craftsmanship in each person we encounter. CompellingTruth.org. There's nobody in the world just like you. I made everyone different. Your looks, feelings, talents, and relationships. Don't look negatively at yourself and focus on your failings and shortcomings and what you think is your less than perfect body, abilities, or personality. Comfort yourself, knowing that I bestowed on you gifts that I chose just for you. Use those gifts to glorify me. I made you and created you as a unique vessel. You are a creation of my choosing, a creature of my forming, a vessel fit to fulfill my plan. The gifts and talents that you have are valuable in my kingdom. Find your own strengths, what I have bestowed on you, and use them for my glory. For you will stand alone before me. I don't compare you with anyone else. Can you see that I created you just the way you are? You are as a brilliant, bright sunflower that I've planted in good ground. You stand so strong and tall and give glory all around. You may look at the rose and think that flower to be fairer still, or perhaps you think your fragrance is lacking when compared with that beautiful bloom. Do you look at the violets and marvel at their deep colors and wonder where you went wrong, for you are only yellow? Do you see the tulips that seem so perfect and complete and wonder why you are not as defined or petite? Perhaps you see the poppies and their soft, sweet petals and wonder why yours are not more refined. Do you look upon the vines and think that they have a much simpler life, so free from pain or strife? They look so lovely and gain ground so quickly. Do you eye the bougainvillea, the carnations and daffodils, and wonder why I've not made you like one of their kind? Yes, I could have made you as any one of these. I could have given you a different color, a different shape or size. I could have given you a different fragrance, a different purpose in life. I could have given you all of this. But you see, my child, I didn't. I wanted you just the way you are. You are beautiful in my eyes. You're each unique and special. I do not look upon you as the masses. I look upon you as a unique individual, as a unique flower in my beautiful, glorious garden. Jesus. There are many manifestations of the Lord's great love for each of us. He called and chose each of us. The Lord manifests His loving hand in our lives in the way He takes care of the personal details that concern us individually. The Lord wants you to know that you are unique and special to Him, and He cares in a very intimate way for all the details of your life, which are different from those of anyone else. Maria Fontaine. You can mass produce many things, cars, furniture, plastic bottles, etc. But you can't mass produce disciples. One size fits all simply doesn't work when you're trying to help people become more like Jesus. God wired each of us with a unique shape. The Bible says, "You shaped me first inside, then out. You formed me in my mother's womb." Our Creator specially designed each and every one of us. The unique ways God made us affect everything about us, including how we fulfill God's purposes. Shape is an acrostic that describes our uniqueness. God gave us spiritual gifts, heart, passions, abilities, personality, and experiences. No one else in the world has the same mix of those five attributes as you do. A person's God-given shape helps them identify where they can best serve the body of Christ. But our uniqueness is about much more than how we serve. In fact, our shape affects how we worship, fellowship, evangelize, and how we grow. People grow differently. Some people learn by listening. If they hear it, they get it. Others learn through reading. Still, others grow best when they're discussing truth with other believers. We also know that many people grow by rolling up their sleeves and getting to work. Don't give them the latest book on prayer. Pray with them. Give them opportunities to serve. That's how they grow. The best way to help most people grow is through multiple reinforcements. That's why I strongly believe in spiritual growth campaigns. These short-term campaigns have multiple components, such as devotional reading, small group discussion, memory verses, ministry projects, and more. You teach the same truth through hearing it, reading it, talking about it, discussing it, doing it, and memorizing it. As you engage them in different ways, you'll see people who have stalled spiritually for years start growing. One tool we've used is a spiritual health assessment, where you can evaluate your growth progress. The Bible tells us to examine ourselves. This tool gives people a tangible way to look into their spiritual lives. We have found this tool helps just about everyone, but it's particularly good for those God-wired to be more introspective. Also, to help people who particularly enjoy being in nature, we created a prayer garden where they can go to pray after every service. But the tools aren't as important as the principle. You can't make cookie-cutter disciples. Though we all go through a discipleship process, everyone grows in different ways and at different rates. Look for ways to expand the opportunities for people to grow in the unique ways God has wired them. Pastors.com.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.